You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/therapy30.
Welcome back to the official Red Sox podcast, Inside the Monster, presented by Odyssey with myself, Steve Peralt, and Joey Capone. There is a four-game series coming up from where I'm at right now, in the Bronx, Joey. We are in the Bronx, going to be there for game one. But to kick this off, you know what time it is. It is time for Joey Capone's pitching matchups.
Okay, folks, I'm coming off a little bit of an illness, and my son is half awake, so we are not going to be the loudest tonight. Game one is going to be Michael Wacha versus Jameson Taillon. Taillon does not walk, guys, but he sure does get knocked around. Wicked high expected slugging, expected batting average, all that stuff. He's got a 4.04 ERA on the year, 4.67 in September. Michael Wacha is coming off a 7-inning, 1-run performance against the Royals. His ERA on the year is now 2.61, and his WHIP is 1.02. I'll let those numbers speak for themselves.
He's also coming off a train.
Technically, yeah. Game two, he's coming off a train.
We'll see what his ERA is after taking a train to the game.
We'll see what that's like. See how that affects him. You never really know. Game two is going to be big showdown here, Steve. Rich Hill. Yeah. Garrett Cole, the matchup we've all been waiting for
all season.
Garrett Cole is a bum from Newport Beach, California. He's a right-handed pitcher who makes way too much money. He's allowed 8 runs over his last 11 innings, 4 of those coming at Fenway Park. He's been getting barreled up big time this year, ranking in the 19th percentile and the 39th in hard hit percentage. Opponents are hitting 296 against his curveball and slugging 545 against his cutter. I hate him. Rich Hill will be 15,536 days old at the time of this start. His ERA, he has an ERA of 3.72 and a 2.08 FIP since turning 42 and a half. Seems nice. Like he's finally found his big league stuff now that he's over that 42 and a half year hump. Yeah. Good for you, Rich. Looking forward to a long career from you. Game three is going to be Nick Pivetta versus Domingo Herman. Herman comes into the start coming off his first relief appearance of the year in Milwaukee. His start before that, he went just one inning at home against the Rays. He's got an ERA of 3.21 as a starter over his first 11. He does not strike guys out, and people love crushing his four-seamer and his sinker. Nick Pivetta is Canadian. Game four is going to be between, the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Starting pitchers are going to be Brian Bayo and Nestor Cortez. Nasty Nestor has a 2.74 ERA since the All-Star break. Opponents are hitting 180 against him in that span. What do you want me to say? He's very good. Brian Bayo is coming off his two best starts of his young major league career. He's allowed one run in his last 11 innings. One of those two starts coming up against this Yankees team. His changeup. My, his changeup. And that is going to do it for your pitching preview. Steve?
See, I prefer that kind of analysis instead of like, oh, it has a velocity dip of blah, 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 and it comes down 8 inches. It's like, his changeup. Oh, boy, his changeup.
That thing speaks for itself.
Brian Baio, my man. That changeup, oh, my.
Lordy, lordy, look who's 40.
Lordy, 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 that changeup. That's going to be our whole show the rest of the way.
That'd be great. Yeah.
great job with the pitching matchups. It is time for the weather update brought to you by Ed's Bubblegum.
Chew it and pop it.
The weather is going to stink in the morning, and the reason I'm upset about that is I'm not going to be able to play in the media game at Yankee Stadium. How crazy is that? I could have been in the same batter's box as Aaron Judge the day he broke the AL home run record, but instead precipitation was like, by golly, that's not going to happen. It's going to be 50 degrees at night for game one of this series from the Bronx. It's not going to rain because all that rain is going to be in the morning, and that's pissing me off. Friday night, games on Apple TV+. By the way, Thursday, Fox. Friday, mm-hmm. Apple TV+. Mm-hmm. Saturday, NESN. Sunday, ESPN.
My goodness.
By golly.
By golly.
It is gonna, Lordy. These games are going to be on every single channel. My, oh, my. On Friday night, it is going to be around 50 degrees as well, and it's not going to rain. So, cool series here. Not the highest temps. Saturday is an afternoon game, going to be around 70 degrees. It is not going to be summer anymore because summer is over. This is the beginning of fall. We are finally into fall baseball. The Red Sox are playing fall baseball in 2022. Heck yeah. And on Sunday night, there is a 40% chance of rain. So considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers are going down for Sunday night baseball. A little Yankees breakdown here. They are fourth in the majors in team OPS, second in the majors in runs scored, third in the majors in team ERA. Aaron Judge stunningly leads the Yankees in home runs with 60 and RBIs with 128. Yankees coming off a two-game sweep of the Pirates. They are 11-6 in the month of September, They have actually gotten back into a groove, which sucks. The Red Sox are 9-8 in September, for whatever that's worth, and they are coming off a two-game split in Big Cince. The Cincy City. One thing we wanted to do. Now, on the surface, this is going to feel negative. This is in nature a little negative, but hey, it's negative season, Joey. That's where we're at. That's the portion of the season that we're at. And it's also just to make a little game out of it. We think Aaron Judge is going to pass Roger Maris. I think everybody thinks that at this point, the fact that he has 60 bombs. So, and we also, I think it's going to happen in this series, right? Is that where you're at?
Yeah, probably. I'm shocked he didn't get number 61 against the Pirates. So, yeah, I still think he's going to get two in this series.
I think he's getting two. And I want Judge to launch two homers on Thursday just to get this thing out of the way. Like, Sox should serve up a few and let's keep it moving. Like, I honestly would rather this just get done earlier than later because it's going to be every at-bat. The crowd's going to be going nuts, and you're just dragging on the inevitable because it's going to happen. So what we're going to do, we are doing a five-round snake draft of which Red Sox pitcher we think is going to give up the Roger Maris record-breaking home run. Now, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people out there are mistaken in saying, oh, the real record's Mark McGuire. You're not wrong. Or not Mark, the real record's Barry Bonds. Actually, people in St. Louis are probably saying the real record's Mark McGuire. I don't think anyone else is saying that. But no, the real record's Barry Bonds, blah, blah, blah. We all know that. I think it's, for the sake of tweet length, I think a lot of big brands like ESPN and even the MLB account, the MLB account's actually pretty specific. They probably have AL in there. We all know it's the AL home run record, but I think it's just been trimmed down to the home run. Like, I don't think sites are doing this and accounts are doing this to be like, all the other guys don't deserve it. Now, some people think that. I'm talking the big accounts. I'm talking like the big companies, the big sports corporations.
Nobody... Yeah, is really framing it like with from an objective stance, saying like the home run record. There are people who are honestly nonstop saying this is the real record, which
I know
that I could never see that sentence again and I could be okay. But
if you're in that group, no shame to you. I don't hate you. Whatever. If you want to do that. fine. But if we're going to call a record, which means like who hit the most in a season, it's Barry Bonds. So let's just get
right.
Past
I'm
that.
Not. I'm not saying I disagree with that or whatever. It's just
no.
Like,
I know. But
if I told you I liked Cinnabons, you'd be like, "That's cool. That's your opinion. That's nice." But then if every day you opened your phone and 17 times that day you saw, "I love Cinnabons, Steve."
You'd it be would like, be a funny thing to text.
You'd be like, but at a certain point, you'd be like, "Dude, I don't want to hear that about your opinion on Cinnabons anymore. I don't."
Yeah, I love Cinnabons. The real record 61. It's all in the same text all the time. It's like, I get it, Joey. But here we go. I will give you the first pick if you want it, or the second pick. Do you want the second and the third, or do you want the first pick, Joey?
I want the second.
Actually, before we do this, what's on the line? What are we betting?
Oh, like whoever gets it?
Whoever predicts correctly, what do they get?
The ball that he hits.
The ball that he hits. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention, because I saw this going around. Mm-hmm. Little nitpick here, when it said, like, here are the kids that caught Judge's 60.
They were like,
who's
24.
The kid that caught it? Who caught it? Like, it's not like they all collectively, like it's, you know, the Avengers or something, were like holding it at the same time. It's like, who caught the ball?
Well, here's the
one
thing.
One of the kids caught the ball.
No, none of the kids caught the ball. One of them wrestled it away from other people.
When
in
I say
a
caught
pile.
The ball, I mean ended up with it. One of them ended up with it. And so four or five of them get autographs. I'm like, what is this? It's supposed to be one person that has it. And I think one of the kids got interviewed, and he's probably the one that actually got the ball.
Right.
And he's there with his buddies. So if anything, I think it's, you know, props to him for getting his buddies some autographs and all that. People were losing their mind over it, being like, oh, you should sell it. You should do this, that, the other thing. I very specifically believe that if money's not a huge issue, just give it back. Take the picture. Get some autographs out of it. Get some maybe some tickets out of it. But, you know, get what you can out of it. Don't do it like Jordan, where you take forever and you're doing this and you're texting and all that. No, listen. I know. I just wanted to see your face. I was kidding. This isn't about – I was kidding. But still, I think a lot is being made. And I heard a lot of Yankee clowns in the line tonight, Wednesday night.
Dude, if I caught that – going to the game. Dude, if I catch that ball – I'm telling
dude,
you, I'm not
no,
giving it back for less than
this dude
what,
behind
300K,
me was like,
400K?
Yeah, the dude behind me was saying he wants like $500,000. He wants season tickets. He said, I got to meet Jeter. I got to meet Judge. I got to meet a – listen, buddy, it's not happening. There's no chance that's happening. Also, you're not going to catch the ball.
Also, you're not catching the ball. Let me read you a tweet, and then I want you to guess who it's from, and you're not going to get it. And then when I tell you, you're going to be like, that's not shocking at all.
All right, who we got?
There was a guy earlier who tweeted, like, if I caught Aaron Judge's 61st or 62nd, this is what I would ask for in exchange for the ball. He has four things. One, Judge's bat he used to hit the home run, inscribed by happening. Judge. Number two, the jersey worn by Judge, inscribed by Judge. Number three, a ticket to the game, inscribed by Judge for picture with Judge.
Who I don't know. I got nothing.
Darren Revelle.
Oh God, of course.
Yeah, I was like, dude, what are you doing? That's cool. That makes a lot of sense. Good bargaining. And then somebody's like, there's no way you get the bat. And he's like, then there's no way they get the ball from me.
Oh, I know. Is there anything worse than someone that's like chirping back with no leverage? Like, you don't have the ball. So stop playing in this little hypothetical land of like, oh, well, then they're not getting – well, you're not going to end up with the ball, Darren Revelle. So why are we even having this stupid conversation?
This is a really pretend fun argument you're having, Darren.
Seriously, like once it becomes an argument – no, the point is just like, hey, hypothetically, let's just leave it at this. What would you want? I think once it starts becoming a debate of like, no, then I wouldn't do that, and whatever, you're not getting it anyway. It wasn't that serious. I think if you ask for – see, here it's tough, Joey, because we're a branch of media now. Like, you know, we got the denchiladas and all that. So, like, if we actually caught the ball, it's a pretty obvious give it back. But if we're just fans not doing the media thing, I'd want the picture. See, the picture is what I want the most. I want the meet and greet and us kind of both holding the ball. That's a – imagine that framed. You got that for life. That's a great shot.
That's unbelievable.
That's in the newspaper. That's all. That matters a
that's
lot.
That's so much bigger
lot.
Than, yeah. Cash is a weird one. Cash is weird.
I get it more for I remember watching a doc on the Bonds ball on the 73rd ball, and it went to court, if I'm not mistaken, of like who actually got the ball, and like people were sued, and it was pretty crazy what actually ended up happening.
Anyway, it's
I think it's just pretty clear. Most people would probably want the picture with Judge. Maybe get a game-used bat. Asking for the actual bat that he hit the home run with is probably a little too much.
I don't think
you really need that. It's just get a couple game-used items, get to see the Yankee clubhouse, get the picture that you get framed and all that, and then you're part of the moment. That matters. You will forever be part of the moment. So we are doing a five-round snake draft of which Red Sox pitcher is going to give up Aaron Judge's 60-second home run, because we know what's going to happen. So, Joey, you want the first pick or the second, third picks?
I think I want 2, 3. I'm going to defer.
Okay, you're going to defer. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Joey's with his son right now. So if your son wants to make a pick, have him let us know, and this can be a three-person draft.
All right, I'll ask him.
Yeah.
I'll translate. Like,
and you guys are going to have a super team now, because he's probably going to give you some inside info. So so you want 2, 3?
Yeah.
Okay. First pick in the which Sox pitcher is going to give up the 60-second home run to Aaron Judge draft. Oh, man. I think I'm going to go with what everybody said in my Twitter replies, which is Ryan Brazier. It feels like it's going to be Brazier. I can already envision it. A big part of this draft is just picturing what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see him getting behind 3-0 and just throwing a meatball right down the middle. And it goes to like the third deck in left field. So Ryan Brazier is my number one pick. Who you got with 2 and 3? We're each going to end up. I mean, we should probably just clear out all the active pitchers. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All right, seven round draft. We end up with seven each. It'll go quick. You got to wrap around
right
here.
I'm going to go. I'm glad you took Brazier. Honestly, that's why I wanted 2, 3, because I was like, the first one's easy.
Yeah.
We all know what's happening there. I think I'm going to go Danish Ort.
Danish Ort, I like that. That's a pretty strong 2-3.
I'm happy about that.
I feel pretty. I know Danish pitch Wednesday night. But again, I mean, a big part of this is that he still needs to hit 61. We're talking about the record breaker. This is about 62. So I think you got to, you know, plant in there. Mm-hmm. He's got to hit one before hitting the second one, obviously. So I got a couple picks now. I'm just going to I mean, Waka's kind of off the table. He's probably going to be the last pick because he's not giving up two homers to Aaron Judge. Yeah. Waka's near for starting pitchers that have thrown 100 innings this year. He's around the fewest home runs allowed with 11. So I will go. Give me Frankie G. I'll go with Frankie G because he's been getting crushed and they want to give him more innings. So that's a equation for a Judge homer. And let's see, Frankie G and Nick Pivetta.
Wow.
I hate to do it because I'm a big Pivetta guy. He's from Canada, but he's given up the 9th most homers among AL starters this year. 14th most innings pitched among AL starters, so obviously you're in there longer, you're going to give up more bombs, but mm-hmm. He's the starter for game 3 of this series, and it feels like that could be when he hits 62. So I'm going to go Frankie G and Nick Pivetta.
I'm so glad you did not take Edward Pizzardo, because that's my guy.
Good pick.
Taking him, he gives up a homer every 3 innings, which is quite the stat. And the other guy I'm going with a guy who's actually allowing less power this year than in years past. But for whatever reason, I just think that means he's due, because I'm going to make any argument I gotta. I'm going to go Matt Barnes.
Matty Barnes. Yeah, that was that definitely works. Who were the two picks there? You got
Pizzardo and Barnes.
All right, Pizzardo and Bonzo.
Yep.
That's what they call him, Barnzo.
Bizarndo. Yeah, that's what they call the two of them when they're
Bizzardo,
a tag team.
Yeah, they're a combo deal. Mm-hmm. All right, so for my 4th and 5th picks here, I am going to take Matty Stromboli.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Strom there. He'll get some innings in this series. And let's go with Rich Hill. He's starting game 2. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a good chance Judge hits one on Thursday. So he'd be lined up to maybe face Judge twice on Friday on Apple TV Plus, which will have some people feeling a certain way if he breaks the record on Friday. But that's what I got. Two picks for Big Joe.
Realistically, it's got to be Zach Kelly and then the end of the line because, I mean, Siebold is not going in this series.
No, he's not. So we should do – are there –
I think that's it.
I mean, it's gonna be uneven, yeah, because Siebold's
Schreiber,
not pitching.
I'm not taking Schreiber. No, neither
we should do
of us
six each. Let's keep Schreiber off, and then obviously Siebold off. So we'll end up with six each. So you said Kelly, that's your sixth pick.
Yeah, Kelly. I don't even know what. So I have to take Michael Wacha. Is that the only person left? Oh, Bayo, who's also not pitching.
No, that was your Kelly was your fifth pick. So we each have one. We each got one left. No, Bayo's starting Sunday night baseball.
There we go. Then that has to be my last. But it's also the last guy.
There's one other person left. Who are we forgetting here? Oh, it's Wacha, right? Okay.
It's Wacha.
No, Bayo's a good pick because at least that's like four games in. All right, I got Wacha with the last pick. There's no chance. Now we're going to like play this back for the next episode, but there's no chance Michael Wacha's giving up two bombs to Aaron Judge. I would be genuinely stunned if that happened. So,
would
all
shake
right,
my
we
world.
Have... That is our Judge 60-second homer off a Red Sox pitcher draft. I have Ryan Brazier, Frankie G, Nick Pivetta, Matty Stromboli, Rich Hill, and Michael Wacha. Joey's got Tyler Danish, Caleb Ort, Bizzotto, Barnsey, Kelly, and Bayo. We haven't decided what's on the line here. This is very important, honestly.
Right. I'm thinking like a big jug of honey mustard.
Okay. I almost looked at it as like a punishment thing. I know we had you dress up as a dinosaur for the first series.
You gotta drink the whole thing.
You gotta drink the whole thing of honey mustard. Let me think here. It's hard to do these on the spot, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta figure it out though. We gotta figure out what's on the line. Let's say whoever wins, the other person has to buy them. Just a normal item at the team shop, at the team store.
What's a normal item?
Nothing crazy, just like a hat, you know, nothing crazy.
But the
a
thing
nice
about
normal
the,
item at the team store.
The thing about the team store is I feel like I can't wear sock stuff now because when I leave the house, I'm pretty much just going to Fenway.
No, I know. I've had the same dilemma for a while.
All right. How about something?
We can probably come up with something better, but I'm not good on the spot with this stuff.
Something from the team store that you got to wear for the whole game.
If it's someone that wins, then that's like a punishment, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you get to pick. You can pick a bad shirt. I don't know.
We can come up with better.
This is bad.
Tough.
Just trying to think on the spot here. It's 1 a.m.
No, I know.
You don't record this late unless we're at Fenway, and then we record till the sun comes up.
I know. All right, we'll say whoever wins, whoever gets it right, the other person has to buy them an item that is related to that player. Can be like a bobblehead. It can be like a Rich Hill bobble. Whatever.
Okay,
I think that's
like
kind of
that. Like that.
I think that's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
So and you know you can make it funny. If anything, it's better to make it funny. So
yeah.
Be creative with that.
A Caleb
I'll be looking for
bobblehead.
The,
do they make those?
Yeah, I'll be looking for the weirdest Bizzotto thing of all time. But. I did want to read the listeners' answers here as we wrap up this series preview. I had tweeted out, which Sox pitcher is going to give up Aaron Judge's 60-second home run? Our boy Nate thinks it's going to be Stromboli. Pivetta, no doubt about it, from Gustavo. Let's see who else we got.
As far as picturability, Pivetta's up there. I can see it.
Yeah, a lot of Pivettas. Ian Brown said definitely John Wasdin. That is a funny one
way
for
back.
Certain Red Sox fans. Mm-hmm. Way back, Wasdin grew up with him. Made it sound like we grew up together. No, I grew up watching John Wasdin give up a bunch of bombs. Ryan Brazier was named a lot. A lot of Braziers. Kevin Plawecki. Wektog giving up the bomb. BK Kim. A lot of guys that aren't on the current team. Rich Hill. So, yeah, people basically went with starters. A lot of Hills. And Pivetta's, but there are a lot of Braziers. Brazier was the most frequently named pitcher, and he's the one pick in this. So,
not the biggest shock. Not the biggest shock.
No, it's not.
God bless you, Ryan. I hope you're doing well.
We are wrapping up with trivia here.
All right.
How many career three home run games? Incorrect. How many career three home run games does Aaron Judge have?
How many three home run games does he have? I'm going to say two.
He has zero.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I genuinely could not believe it.
That's crazy that he's going to have four of them in a row now.
It's like, how has this guy not had a three-homer game?
He's going to... What if he beats Bond's record in this series?
He might do it. I know we joked in the Fenway series he was going to pass Maris. He was on pace to do it the way he was going in that short one. But I feel like, just in closing here, all the nerds got to shut up about Shohei deserving the MVP. Shohei got an MVP. Aaron Judge is the MVP. Can we stop?
Oh,
can
no.
Can we stop with that discussion?
There's no way you're about to start an argument with me as we're wrapping up.
You want Shohei over Judge for MVP?
Shohei's two players, dude.
Like, I haven't heard that or seen that argument.
Yeah, so that there's the argument. He's more valuable because he's as valuable as two guys.
The thing that I hate is that they should put in the MVP, and people have been saying this for years. This isn't breaking news here. A layer of it should be most valuable to a team that is in the postseason. Like, you were a reason why they won the division.
If Aaron Judge was on the Orioles and he hit 65 home runs, you don't think people would
unless you do something that's absolutely insane, and then people say, "Oh, Shohei does something
now
insane."
Rules.
There should be rules, though, because then
Shohei is doing something insane. He's pitching and he's hitting.
That's what I just said. No, I know, but I just, the whole idea that for how the season has gone, I see, Joey, they keep it up to our interpretation so we can have these opinions and they're technically not wrong. I just look at MVP as who is the guy from that league that is the poster child of that season? Who was the guy that season? You can't think of this season without Aaron Judge being the first person you think of. Like, there's just no scenario. But trust me, I'm not diminishing what Shohei's done. It's just Aaron Judge is doing historical things in the position he plays. Shohei's been very good at two positions.
Shohei's doing something historical by playing two positions, though.
But that, so he's just going to get the MVP historic every year because he plays two positions?
Not just because he plays them, but because he's in the top three. He's top three in, like, OPS, on base percentage, and something. He's in the top three of three categories for hitting and three categories for pitching. He basically has a shot at being a Cy Young candidate.
He's had a great year. There's no getting around it.
Yeah.
But I think a big part of this too is being real about how voters vote. And other NBA guys have been screwed by this, where it's like, if you won the MVP the year before, you're going to have to really even like double that the next season. So the fact that Shohei just got it, Judge has been the center of attention and has put up these numbers. That's another part of this Judge season. Contract year, all the pressure on him. The team has sucked for most of the second half, but he's been insanely good. Every day you're getting asked about the Maris record, blah, 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 constantly hitting homers. You get like one good pitch to hit a game and you hit a homer on that one good pitch. I'm blown away by what he's doing. I think playing in this atmosphere, in this postseason race, in New York and all that, that's part of it. You know, playing in Anaheim 20 games under 500 and doing this is not, it's not going to blow anybody away. That element of it, what he's doing is insane.
It's not his choice, but it absolutely actually was his choice to play
there. Yeah, he decided to do that, but yeah, it's all good. Shohei's not going to be there for long, I don't think. Doesn't feel like it.
No. Somebody asked me today, like, hey, would you trade this for Shohei? I'm like, I don't know what the market's going to be for Shohei, but I think it's going to be something we've never seen before. I think
hypothetical trades are so stupid, but, like, especially Shohei hypotheticals, because it's like,
I like
would you give up your whole roster for Shohei Ohtani?
That's the thing. It's always like, okay, so the Red Sox get Shohei Ohtani, and the Angels get everyone you've ever heard of who's ever put on a Red Sox uniform. It is that.
Alumni, too.
Yeah.
They get your alumni and all their accomplishments.
They get to retire Boggs' number. You lose any right to Boggs.
Pedro Martinez's numbers from the Red Sox are now transferred to Anaheim. Yeah. Those go down as Angels' numbers.
They get all the memories of the parades from 07 and 13.
infused into every fan's brain. It's going to take a while, but they're going to do it.
It's like, I guess, man, he's a really good player.
That's crazy. But all right, that'll do it. One really cool part about this series, Bogey and Aaron Judge go into it both hitting 317. So they are both atop the American League. I want it that way. Isn't it? I want it that way. Wouldn't it be way cooler if Arias just took a hike?
What's he at right now?
He's like 2 points behind him. Wouldn't it be way cooler if it was just very clearly Judge versus Bogey? Little Sox
love that
thing.
Love that. Love that. As I saw that, you know, I was on the Nesson promo and whatever, and I was like, I would care so much more about that if that was like the only thing. You know, if the Judge thing wasn't going down, I would really care about that race. But
it is a little harder when like the AL home run record is on the line.
Yeah.
That's true.
It felt secondary immediately. When it was Bogey and Arise, I was like, oh, I really care about that. But the second Judge entered the conversation, it's like, oh, okay, there's already a big Judge conversation. Now there's a secondary one. Now this feels like a secondary conversation. You know?
It's second. Yeah, it's like a third layer thing. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, there's all sorts of other stuff going on.
I hear you. That'll do it for the series preview. Props to Joey. Second half of this, he had a human on him. So he's still he pushed through with the human on him.
Yeah, it's real,
yo, shout out to Seb. He is sleeping big time. What's up,
is
Seb?
He? No, he's not. Well, check that out.
Okay.
Apparently wide awake now.
Dude, he didn't make a peep. That was impressive.
Yeah, just chilling, man. Just chilling. You know what's really sad? I'll tell you this. I had to get up with him a few times to go in there because he was awake and whatever.
Mm.
But like he's not crying. He's not like there's not no problem. He just wants to snuggle, dude. He's like, Dada, lay down, please. It's like it's so sad to be like, I'm sorry, dude. I really can't right now. So,
I gotta do a series preview. Yeah,
I gotta do the pitching preview. This segment saves people's lives. People's lives are on the line, man.
Studies have shown.
So he got it. He let me get it out of the way. But yeah, no, he's been chilling with me for a bit now. But this is a great series preview, man. I've missed doing these. I feel like I haven't done one in 3 weeks.
It's been a while. Hey, we got 14 games left in the 2022 season. One to forget for sure. It's fun for us. I mean, it's our first year. I had so much fun doing this season, but they just like kicked us right in the stomach, you know, with
kind of a lot.
July. Mm-hmm. It was July.
Mm-hmm.
It was July. July screwed this all up. But anyway, we got a four gamer. I'll be at the first one. Trying to see a historical homer. We did the draft. We'll see who wins which Sox pitcher gives up the 60-second homer draft. And we'll go from there. Got a cool interview coming up this week. That was a lot of fun. That is the next you will hear from us. But until then, for Joey Capone, I am Steve Perrault. Go Sox, kid.